The Supremes with the ultimate showdown in Washington. This is it. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Come play in our sandbox. Oh, I promise it's so fun. Grab a shovel. And you can throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. One thing for sure is that the Democrats and the Republicans are both shoveling as fast as they can. But it'll all be over in a matter of hours. In the new Quinnipiac poll, Obama tops Mitt Romney in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Florida. Wonder what's up with that. While in the other poll that people are talking about, which is Fox or CNN or Wall Street Journal ponying up with another news organization, when it comes to health care, it's split right down the middle. Right down the middle. If you are in the Obama White House, and you're part of the party at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, boy, you really don't want health care to be overturned because of all the time, the money, the browbeating that was out there to push health care and get it passed. If you look at the first 4 years, that's a big chunk of what happened with that administration. So, will it be ruled constitutional, unconstitutional, pulled apart, or not? And the ultimate question is a very simple one. Should this health plan be overturned? Maybe you like some of the things in the health plan. You don't think it should be overturned. If it's not deemed constitutional, the first 3.5 years of the term would have been spent on something that hasn't been perceived to help the American people. For sure. And I think the biggest problem that the group had was selling it to most because it never was laid out in the first place. And there was a very muddy explanation for so much of what went into this bill and then ultimately this law. The key thing for most people is economics, affording health care. And if you can't afford health care, don't want health care. And you're weighing the options. You don't want to be told by the government that you have to take it. And if you don't, you're going to get fined anyway by the IRS. So you might as well try to figure out a way to pay for it. It's easy to say it's important. You have to have it. But then it's not easy to walk in the moccasins of most people who, for one reason or another, are in certain situations and find themselves realizing that while you say you want affordable health care, it always goes back to who is going to pay for it. So this is an extreme verdict from these 9 justices. I compared it last show to the Gore or to the Bush versus Gore case at the Supreme Court in 2000. That decision, it's completely on par, probably surpasses it, actually. So this is months before the presidential election. We knew it was coming. We said it a long time ago. Everybody said it. We knew that it wasn't going to happen. There was nothing that was going to be handed down until June, and that we're talking about 4 months away from the presidential election. Isn't it easy to predict some of these things? It's like Romney. How many times did I say? Probably it was boring. It's probably like beating a dead horse. He's the establishment guy. He's getting the nomination. Doesn't matter. Everybody wants Gingrich this week. Everybody wants Herman Cain this week. Everybody's leaning on Ron Paul. Everybody's looking at Rick Santorum. And guest after guest and people who called the show, who pushed for other people, we knew it was Mitt Romney. So we knew this showdown was coming. We knew the Supreme Court was going to rule on this, and we knew it was going to have a big impact, frankly, on all of our lives, all of our lives. And if you look at what would happen to the uninsured people and the individual mandate was allowed to stand, it would not insure everyone in the first place. But the way things are now lined up in this law, it would, that would not happen. In the meantime, there are other places in the U.S. where, yes, they are concerned about health care, because if it does have a common link to all of us, who's paying, what happens, what's the future, what does it do to my health care coverage? Listen to the sounds of this wildfire and tell me what it sounds like. It sounds like a crazy amount of wind, doesn't it? And the wind is the thing that is such a killer for the people in Colorado. And it's just a question of whether the Air Force base is going to be spared or not. Because Colorado Springs is getting slammed. People were evacuated all over the place. And it always is the same shot of the hysteria of somebody running out of the neighborhood for, you know, seeing the fire bear down on them. I think, and I can understand this, I'm sure all of us could relate to that. You know, your home is your crib, is your place, is whatever. And you seek solace there, you want to be there. You don't want to be the person that gets kicked out of the house because, oh man, coming down the mountain are flames. And geez, we thought we were going to be able to contain it five towns over, but here it comes. So the Air Force Academy, what can they do? They're hoping for the best case scenario that the flames do not rip up the academy, because the pictures are so sad. They're so close. 30,000 people at least have been displaced so far by the fire. Thousands frantically throwing crap in bags and just getting out of the house. I mean, it is barreling into neighborhoods in the foothills west and north of the second biggest city. People forget that, in Colorado, and that's Colorado Springs. It's because of the Air Force being there. So there's clogged roads, there's smoke, there's embers. I'm telling you, I've seen lots of fires, but I can't believe the pictures that I have seen from this one. It's just picture a red sky, the wind that you just heard there just blowing so fast, embers falling from the sky, and that's the problem. Because of the wind, it's making it so tough for fire lines. I mean, they're challenged. The winds are killing these fire crews. The Waldo Canyon fire, they tried to extinguish every hot spot they could, and then the winds were a little bit calmer on Wednesday night, but still, they still had flames that jumped over into other areas. So you have a governor who's saying that the city's police force can't, you know, we're strained here, they're saying. You have the governor, John Hickenlooper, saying that the president might sign a disaster declaration that would allow for more federal dollars because they got to do something. And you know what? Colorado is a key battleground state in the presidential election. So this might be a good time for him to step up. And we still don't know what the outcome here is going to be either, because of the thick smoke and the rescue workers are just trying to get in and tell people to get out. We don't know what the, you know, we don't know the full scope of what's going to happen in Colorado Springs. I know I checked just before we jumped on air and it was still that domino effect. A lot of carnage, a lot of houses going down, a lot of trees, a lot of areas whipped up. Stay with us. More to come on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Talking. Ooh. Ooh. Came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh. Ooh. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Ooh. All right, you can weigh in here on America Tonight. Remember, it's not a monologue, it's a dialogue. That's the beautiful thing about this show. I don't care what your stripes are. Feel free to give us a jingle at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Ari's listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Hey, Ari, how are you?
Hello, my dear. How are you?
Good. I'm glad you called. What's on your mind?
Well, I just, one of our local papers here put an op-ed piece on it. I found shocking. Normally deal with local politics and stuff. Headline is Radical Islam Hurts Effort to Stop Stamp Out Polio.
And what are they, and in the body of it, what are they talking about? What are they talking about in the story?
Real quick here. Okay, they said the new millennium, the WHO and UNICEF would say they'd stop out polio.
Ah, okay.
Okay, in by 2004.
Right, so they're not letting them vaccinate and stuff, I bet.
There you go, then, yep. The radical Islam, because it's suspicion about anything coming from the United States.
Sure, sure.
Okay, they're not wanting these kids to have it. They're telling the people in the lands that it's got HIV in it and all kinds of other stuff going on.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah, it's terrible because it's so preventable.
Well, sure. I almost fell on the floor when I heard that.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I think that's been going around for a while, and it's that, again, what people aren't realizing, it's like this Mosi, who is from the Muslim Brotherhood, who takes over in Egypt. That's pure, all anti-Western, America's bad, all of that. And so any help, any of that kind of stuff, and think about how much money we pumped into Egypt. Yeah.
Amen to that, but the biggest abuser of this is Pakistan, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
This article says.
Yeah.
And I've not heard this reported anywhere or done anything, so I figured you was the one lady I could call and get this out. Okay.
I'm glad that you said you reported that there was something about that, and I mean this is not new. This is something not new in the sense that it's shocking. You're right, Ari, and very few people are talking about it. But it's the anti. What can we do? Anything to make America look bad and let the kids just die? Then that's what we're gonna say. And blame it on the United States and that they're going to poison them and blah, blah, blah. And it's sad. It's awful. Absolutely. And think of the money that's wasted there.
Well,
and
sure.
Their lives.
I mean, all of the money and plus the kids or something.
Yes. Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible. I'm glad that you called the show. Don't be a stranger. Call again. Good call.
I will be glad to do that, and I appreciate you allowing me the opportunity to talk about it.
Oh, absolutely, Ari. Thanks for saying that. Yeah, it's terrible. What's happened, and I know, I'm trying to think what he's, I don't know if it was a documentary or something that came out. I'll figure it out, Ari, for you and for everybody that's, that wants to know more about it. But the polio thing has been a big concern, but it's not the only thing. There are other means to scare off, to ward off the kids that normally wouldn't get the things that they need to get because their parents don't understand, and then that's what they hear. And isn't that awful when you think that that is so readily available? And you think of, I mean, it's in the world diseases, it's a giant, you know, it shouldn't be a giant killer, but it becomes a giant killer when you don't have, you don't have the vaccinations, which are very, very easy. If you've ever met anyone who had that, it's just, oh, it's terrible. And the fact that it could have been readily supplied is just sickening. I mean, anything to whip up the masses, in Africa, in just the entire Middle East is the, I don't want to say the scorecard, is the modus operandi, I guess is the best way to say it, of radical Islam. The idea is to preach that hate, and that's a perfect way to do that, so that you don't get the kids what they need and don't let America look like a hero or anything connected to America or the Western world by giving these life-saving vaccinations. I mean, awful. Just absolutely awful. I'm going to kind of zig and zag in a few different directions, and like I said, you can always jump in and interrupt the flow, but 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. We're going to talk about the contempt vote coming up in our next segment. This gets lost. It doesn't get lost on us, and it's not lost on the importance for the Terry family, the Border Patrol agent who was killed, that opened up this Pandora's box back in December of 2010. They deserve to know who knew what and all that other sort of stuff. So do the document dump. I don't understand why the Attorney General just didn't comply. What's the big deal? That automatically makes you think they're hiding something. They don't want you to know who knew what about Fast and Furious. But something else that happened to catch my attention is this funny poll that I saw. I don't know where somebody sent me a crazy link to it or something, but I saw this poll that showed, it was from the National Geographic Channel, and seriously, did you know that nearly 2 in 3 Americans think President Obama is better suited than Mitt Romney to deal with an alien invasion? Yep. National Geographic contacted adults across the U.S. last month for a fun opinion poll on a documentary series they did called Chasing UFOs. Now, check this out. 36% of the people who responded said they were certain that there were unidentified flying objects, that they existed. 11% were confident they spotted a UFO. 11%. 20% said they knew someone who claimed to have seen one. So now we have this re-election in November for Obama. He's trying to get in there. 65% say Obama would be more adept than Romney to responding to an invasion. It's like that movie Mars Attacks. If you've never seen Mars Attacks, rent it. It's funny. And the president, there is a whole president scenario in that, by the way. The women and younger Americans more likely than men and over 65s to agree with the prospect, to agree with Obama being the better one to handle aliens. And, you know, this whole chasing UFOs thing premieres, I think, on that station on Friday or Saturday of this week. And they feature a lot of people in Colorado and in Texas who describe encountering mysterious flying objects. You know, here's what I want to know. If it's like in the movies when they show aliens, I mean, whether it's District 9, the sci-fi-ish more thing or whatever it is, let's say you think you see a UFO. I mean, seriously, all joking aside, you think you see a UFO. And it's pretty much off in the distance. Are you chasing that sucker? Do you want to catch up to it? Do you want to meet an alien? And I think I'd be shocked by what some of you would say. I have no desire to go chase down that UFO and no desire to meet the aliens that way. Because you're assuming, I think some people assume that this is going to be a good encounter. Maybe I've watched too many of the series I watch called Fringe, where the encounters with aliens are never, never, ever good ones. It usually ends in somebody dying a really horrible death. But I like the fact that for some reason Obama gets high marks in dealing with aliens if there was an invasion versus Mitt Romney. And how about 36% saying they're sure that there's UFOs? Are they sure it's not a star that's, you know, a shooting star or an airplane off in the distance or somebody trying to pull a prank? I don't know. Maybe there are UFOs. I'm not chasing them, though. I can tell you that. I can say you will never hear on America Tonight as a guest an honest-to-goodness alien because I'm not chasing them with a microphone. I'm running in the opposite direction. Stay with us.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, 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 bad to the bone.
All right, this is it. Your health insurance could change. We'll see what the men and the women in the robes say when the opinion is released at 10 o'clock Eastern time on Thursday. Will you pay more in your premium and get better care? Will you pay just the same amount you're paying and everything's status quo? Or does something flip and turn with the group that you're working with now? That all remains to be seen because we don't know what exactly the Supreme Court is going to rule. Does the mandate stay? Does the mandate go? I think the key thing is the mandate, in other words, forcing you to get the government saying to you, you get health insurance, period, end of story. If you don't, we're going to fine you and you are going to pay. We're going to be talking about that. Certainly in our next show, wall to wall. It won't be about aliens and would you encounter a UFO and who would be a better president to handle that. It will be all about, I'm sure a big chunk of it anyway, will be dedicated to what does this mean now, depending on the ruling. It is a busy day in Washington. Contempt and fast and furious. For all of you listening, and so many of you sent me emails about this, you feel for the Terry family because you picture in your mind, gosh, what if my kid grows up, good kid, wants to do something, wants to be a cop, wants to be a fireman, wants to be on that front line, even though I'm scared to death for him, wants to be in the Border Patrol. That's what Brian Terry wanted to do forever and a day. He becomes a Border Patrol agent. He's murdered in December 2010. Guns from a botched gun-running operation are found by his body, And that started the groundswell of what would be, how did this operation allow to go, continue to go on? And this gun walking tactic is ridiculous because we're not getting the so-called straw men. And you have to go back. Fast and Furious really in itself went from 2009 to 2011. There was a conference call or a teleconference call, really, because they could all see each other at the Department of Justice in D.C. to talk about strategy for getting to the Mexican drug cartels. The Deputy Attorney General, David Ogden, the Assistant Attorney General, Lanny Brewer, the ATF Director, Kenneth Melson, the DEA Administrator, Michelle Leonhardt, and the Director of the FBI, Robert Mueller, were all in on this. And then some other people who are prosecutors in the Southwest. And they started talking about a strategy to identify and eliminate arms trafficking networks rather than the buyers. And the people at the meeting didn't talk about the gun walking thing. But the ATF supervisors decided it was a way to meet that goal. So they came up with the nickname Operation Fast and Furious, and it was should have been Fast and Flimsy. The success was non-existent. 1,000 guns are unaccounted for. They're showing up at murder scenes all over the place, both in the U.S. and in Mexico. And it hasn't worked. It was botched from the beginning. And based on even what I just said there, do you think that Eric Holder didn't know about it? Do you think that's really possible? So here you have, in the evening hours, December 14th, 2010, a U.S. Border Patrol agent, Brian Terry, and others patrolling a place called Peck Canyon in Santa Cruz County in Arizona. That's about, give or take, 10 miles from the Mexican border. They found five what they suspected were illegal immigrants. When they fired non-lethal bean bags, the suspects unloaded with their own weapons. It led to a firefight. Terry was shot, killed. Four of the suspects were arrested, and two AK pattern rifles were found by him. The rifles were traced back to Fast and Furious within hours of the shooting. The bullets that killed Terry were too badly damaged to be linked to either one of the guns. That's what happened ultimately. And then the rest is history. The idea was you had over 2,000, just about 2,000 guns were bought by straw purchasers during Fast and Furious. And a lot of them were AK-47s, the variants, right? The Beretta 50 caliber sniper rifles, the 30 caliber revolvers, and there were some others. How many have been recovered? 389 have been recovered in the U.S., 276 in Mexico. The rest are on the streets, unaccounted for. Most of the guns went to a Mexican cartel. Others made their way to a few gang organizations. Oh, awful. So now this is D-Day in a different way for Eric Holder, because will the House, when they vote on contempt, unless there's a last-second deal, will they vote to have contempt leveled at Eric Holder, the Attorney General, because he refused to turn over internal documents? He said he wasn't going to turn over internal documents. I think you're going to have some Democrats who jump to the other side. That's what it's sounding like. It sounds like it will be contempt. Will there be the vote there, though? That ultimately is the key. Here's a couple of different opinions, Republican and Democrat, on Holder and what this all means, including Congressman Bob Woodall, Republican from Georgia. Also, as part of this crew, Congresswoman Virginia Fox, Republican from Nebraska, Adam Schiff, who is a congressman, a Democrat from California. Take a listen as they all weigh in on Eric Holder.
We are not sent here to be Republicans and Democrats. We are sent here to be stewards of the United States Constitution.
It's a tragedy that this government, their government, has embargoed the honest details for so long. We need to know why there were lies told, who told them, who knew.
What began as a legitimate investigation into flawed gun trafficking operations under two administrations has now morphed into a partisan hunt for the scalp of a senior administration.
Yeah, so witch hunt, smart move. Ultimately, if there is contempt here, and it's so rare to have that happen in 30 years, it's only happened a couple of times, with the House making a full-on vote. So which way does this go, and then what does that mean for Eric Holder? I think with the president backing him up, it means business as usual. However, the push will be on to still get those documents, even though there is a executive privilege that's been slapped on them. If this goes to a civil court, then they could try to pry those documents out, and it might work. And I wouldn't be shocked if that's where this leads. But it depends on the voting for contempt. You know, what happens is when you take a vote like this or any big votes at all, the phone lines start to burn up and everybody tries to call in favors. Can we count on you to vote this way? That's kind of how the conversation goes. Geez, I really would love to come to your fundraiser. Can we count on you to vote this way? And it's calling in markers, so I bet the White House has been burning up phone lines. But the Republicans, I'm sure, have been doing the same thing. With a number of Democrats lining up to hold him in contempt of Congress for withholding documents in that investigation that I just described, it seems as though the contempt charge will stick. There's a great chance that it's going to stick to him. Unless they fall shy of it, and that, of course, is also a very big possibility. What's interesting is, if you stroll to the Supreme Court in the opposite direction, you find a very big thing happening with health care, and then here you probably, it will sound like crickets in the hallway when they take the vote for Holder in contempt, but this is a very, very big thing. I mean, the Terry family, they want and deserve answers. They really do. And holding the Attorney General in contempt, some say, is the only way to do this. Because they're being very evasive and it's unacceptable. And these votes will happen hours after the Supreme Court captures our collective attentions with their ruling on the legality of President Obama's health care law. So pretty much you got everybody off track in Washington. Were you thinking to yourself, well, isn't that normal that they're getting thrown off track? Isn't that normal? If you want to weigh in on Fast and Furious, what you think should happen on the contempt charge leveled at Eric Holder, and you might have a different point of view, please do, or health care. 855-266-KATE. I'll meet you in a few.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Cause me, baby, let the fire get higher.
Abracadabra, boy, I hope the Terrys get this contempt charge on Holder. For me, it's about them, because this opened the whole thing up. Otherwise, I don't know that we would have known about it. Maybe it would have been a footnote eventually, or would have broken in some crazy New York Times piece, or maybe one of the rest of us would have tripped onto it, but it would have been no time in the near future. It would have happened down the line, because really, there was more of a cover-up with this because it was a blown operation in the first place. John is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hello, John.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. What do you think about Fast and Furious?
Oh, I think it's, you know, the same. It's always the same thing. The cover-up is what kills you. And they try to cover it up, and it's going to kill them.
Yeah.
They totally knew about it, just like you. How could they not? What cracks me up is the politics of it. You know, I'm a conservative independent. Like, I voted for Democrat for governor here in Kentucky because he was the best candidate. I believe that there's equal number of idiots on both sides, right? I just try to pick through the chafe, you know.
I agree.
What cracks me up is in the morning, I'll, you know, listen to the conservative, you know, Fox, and then I switch over to MSNBC and the just the spin they put on it, you know. But what kills me is the way the liberal news media is, you know, it goes both ways. You got both sides. But the way they never mention the poor guy who's dead name, and all they ever do is, well, this was started by Bush. And you get people saying they ought to, you know, put it on Bush, this, that, you know. The deal was, though, Bush, it was a failed operation under Bush, but they at least had pictures on the guns. And what ended up happening, the gun runners outran the drones. The drones didn't have gas enough to be able to follow the guns as far as they went. So it was failed, and they ended it. And that was the end of it. But they never mentioned that. They always just say it was started under Bush, you know, and yeah. Never mentioned the poor guy's name. And I think it'll shake out. I think you will have a lot of the Dems vote for it, but the only ones that'll vote for it are the ones that are up for re-election, and the ones that are up for re-election in the more liberal districts, they won't vote for it. So all of them that are iffy about their re-election, they'll all vote to contempt. They'll vote against him. And all the ones that are in a more secure position because of their district and their political leanings of their constituents, they won't. And I think that's exactly how it'll unfold. And then, of course, it'll be under party lines after that. If they're not up for re-election, they won't go against him. And all the Republicans, of course, will go against him.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and then where does it go from there? If the vote, if there is the contempt, then they could go into the civil court. Then there is a chance, but it would be down the line, that they turn over those documents. But the Obama administration could be long gone before that happens. But at least you'd have the trail for the family.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be a rough day for Obama tomorrow, that's for certain.
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be a very rough day for him, absolutely. And there's going to be lots of reaction to this. John, great call. We love it. I love it. You just cut through this, the chafe, as you say, because you're right. There are people that are worth voting for, sometimes that are moderate Democrats, but really lean a little more conservatively. And then there are so-called conservatives who, you know, it's more just about getting in there and you don't really like the way they're voting or what they're going to do. You have to really pick through the candidates now, don't you?
Extremists on both sides. It's the same yeah. with Muslims. You know, it's the extremists. They're the ones that make everything rough for everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, you just can't go to extremes. I mean, why can't you just run the middle? But I do believe that's the beauty of the two-party system. It does run back to the middle. If you get someone in there too far to the left, it'll run back to the middle because it doesn't work when you go too far in either direction. It just, middle of the road is a good place to stay, I think. You know,
yeah.
That's where you get run over, but it's also where you can get a lot done if you get some help from both sides.
Yeah, that's true. You got to get help from both sides, absolutely, or you're crawling. You're trying to crawl to safety. I like your analogy. When you're stuck in the middle, if somebody hits you, then that's what you're doing. John, great call. He's right. It's going to be a rough day for Obama, without a doubt. I would be, of all the possible scenarios, of everything that, you know, I've sat here and just talked about for so long, the one thing I really don't believe, I don't think it's going to happen, is that this is going to be upheld. I'm telling you, I'd be blown away more than anything I have ever seen since I've been doing talk radio. I'd be just stunned if it was upheld. I can't imagine. I just can't imagine that this is what the Supreme Court is going to decide, especially if you look at the makeup, if you look at what happened with Arizona, the Arizona immigration law. Yes, it's different than the health care law and even the significance of the health care law. But at this point, I cannot imagine that the Supreme Court is going to just leave everything status quo. Even from the legal point of view, of just the letter of the law and constitutionality, you know, the individual health mandate hasn't even kicked in. I mean, that it hasn't even kicked in at this point. It doesn't kick in until 2014. So the contempt vote against the Attorney General, how likely? Some Dems are definitely going to vote, and he said it, he's right. Some Dems are going to vote with the Republicans, and it's the House is definitely pretty much poised to pounce on Holder with this whole contempt thing. Lynn in New York, hello, thanks for giving us a call. What's up?
Hi, I'm calling for just a couple points. One is that part of the reason that some of the Democrats are going to be voting for contempt is that the NRA has stated that they're going to score the vote, and that there's also this entire conspiracy happening that says that the whole program was designed to eventually push through more strict gun control. And so any Democrats that are in districts where the NRA can advertise that they are anti-gun, they're going to be voting for contempt. So there's a whole other level going on there as well as far as the vote. The other thing is that there's a Fortune magazine article that came out this week, and I haven't read it. I only had heard a report about it, saying that there were quite a few ATF agents that were interviewed who said that it was absolutely not true that they ever intentionally sold these guns. So there's a whole other story out there from a conservative magazine that it would be probably worth looking into.
Ooh, about the ATF. You know, the whole gun walking thing isn't new. For sure, that's something that happened before, that was tried before, and with the Operation Wide Receiver, I think it was called, and that was back in 2006 and 2007, and that was the idea of what they were going to do there, and there was like 450 guns, but it was a little bit different than what ultimately happened with Operation Fast and Furious. I've heard the thing, Lynn, you're right about the NRA, the concern there, the tie there of what was going to happen, but I didn't hear the thing about the Fortune, what did you say, Fortune magazine article?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
And the other thing is that the documents that they're asking for are only documents from after February 2011, after the program was closed, was ended.
Yes.
And they have to do with discussions between
yes.
people, so it's not like anything about the actual ongoing program as it was happening, of whatever it was. I don't know. I'd like to read this article. So those are three things I just wanted to mention.
Yeah, Lynn, it's interesting. It's the internal documents, and the reason for that is because the thought is, and I have a pretty good source at the Pentagon, but this may already be out there. It might not be any big secret now at this point, but the idea was with the internal documents that there was conversation about Holder saying that he knew. You know, he was aware about that this was continuing and that it was Operation Fast and Furious, because when he was being questioned about it before Congress, he said he wasn't aware of the program until Brian Terry had been killed, until he had heard about that. So I think they're trying to establish a timeline. I really honestly think Congressman Issa is trying to catch him in that, and that's the biggest part of looking at the internal documents. Absolutely. All right, a big day ahead. Certainly, we'll be talking about it. You can bet. Tune us in here on America Tonight.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.